Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
But now, linked up with the Lord God Almighty. So he takes her up. He gets deeper. And he talks to her about the things that she needed in life. My brothers and sisters, what is it that you need in life? What is it that you have a lack of that the Lord is trying to fill up in you and I? So he begins to force her thinking. He tells her to go get your husband and come here. That could be a problem. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said to her, you have answered well. She said, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands. And the one whom you now have is not your husband. That in that you speak of. The woman said to him, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. This was a strange request in the middle of this conversation. But Jesus had a plan. She's hiding who she really is. She's hiding who she really is, and Jesus knows it. Every now and then we can come to church, we can pretend like we know the Lord, but we're hiding who we really are. Every now and then we say we sing songs of Zion, but we're hiding who we really are. And Jesus is saying, I need to know who you really are. Not only does he need to know, he already know who you are. He know whether you're worshiping him in spirit and truth or you shucking and jiving, coming to church just for appearance. The Lord has simply said, I come that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly, because everybody in the church is not receiving the living water that Jesus has to offer. And we're hiding. You do know he is omnipresent. Ain't nothing getting away from him. He is an omnipresent God. He's all in your business. He's all in your thought category. Whatever you are thinking, he's all in it right now. Pastor, don't take all of that. Yeah, it takes that, because the Lord says, I'm in your business trying to transform your mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. There has to be a change. A change to the way we act with one another, a change in the way we act with our family, a change in the way we live. There has to be a systemic change. Yeah. And this woman knew that he was a prophet. And what she was hiding us, the Savior already knew. What I have discovered, there's no secrets from God. Antioch, Jesus knew her needs was far deeper than just wanting an easy way to get water. She needed to find forgiveness. And she needed to find what it meant to have someone truly and unconditionally love her. Jesus came into this world, and he brought to the world his unconditional love. He came to receive those who would accept him under what we call the dispensation of grace or the church age. And we who are here today after Jesus ascended back into heaven is part of the church age. We're part of the church age because the day of Pentecost had fully come. And when the day of Pentecost fully come, the church was birthed. You do know they were first called Christians at And because the church got its birth when the Holy Spirit came, and when the Holy Spirit came, the Holy Spirit brings us life. That living water that we say we don't need. We all need living water because the Holy Spirit is that spiritual water that covers us and cleanses us and baptizes us and redeems us and restores us. But most of all, that Holy Spirit is doing the work that God has appointed the Holy Spirit to do. And that's to get us right for a journey that we have to make in order to see the King. Everybody who say, I'm a believer, one day the Lord will say, oh, is that you? Was that you that did this? Was that you that did? Let me open up the book because I can tell you what you did. Let me tell you about your thoughts. It's in the book. I can tell you what you were thinking, even though you didn't think it, because in the book. How? Because the Holy Spirit indwell, it is hearing and seeing and is a witness. Not only is the Holy Spirit a witness, that's some angels that are flying around all over the place. They're checking us out too because the angels are seeing the stuff that we do. Ain't nothing going to escape them because God has an all-seeing eye, an all-hearing ear. Think about the stuff we've said and the stuff we've done, including the pastor. Think about how we have lived and the way we try to live. God says, I know it. 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I was called from Dallas, Texas by a preacher who preached sin. I didn't know what he meant. But all my messages has to deal with trying to get a transformation for our life. God is transforming us from the way we are to the way he desires for us to be. But he ain't going to make us be that way. He give us the opportunity. Some will accept it. Some will not. Those that will accept it will spend an eternity with him. Those that will not will spend an eternity separated from him. Now, where do you want to be? Mm-hmm. Guess whose choice is it? It's our. God says, I've provided the resources. I just need you to do one thing, accept it. And guess what? We won't even accept it. But Lord, didn't I do this? Didn't I do that? Oh, but you didn't accept the promise. The Abrahamic promise by faith is the substance of thing, hope for the evidence of thing. Your faith opens the door to your salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave. Salvation is a gift. But he ain't gonna make you take it. If you accept the gift, you get the rewards.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. If you deny the gift, you deny the rewards.
Come on.
If you accept the gift, you get eternal life. If you deny the gift, you get eternal punishment. There it is. That's it. The Lord is saying, tell my people to accept the gift of living waters, that they may live eternally with me forever. Tell my people to humble themselves and pray and seek thy face and turn from their wicked ways. Tell my people, in the Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Tell my people to live a life honoring me, and I will bless them with all they need. There are no secrets from God. And Jesus knew all of the things that we need and still need. He is listening to the beat of our heart. Do you remember the story of the Good Samaritan? He didn't see color. He saw need. Jesus said, when I was hungry, you fed me not. When I was naked, you didn't. When I was a stranger, you didn't take me in. The woman, now excited by Jesus' statement about himself, and because of the arrival of the disciples, left and went to the village. In her joy of discovery, she forgot her water jar. What I have discovered is that Jesus was at the well, not because he was thirsty, but because there was a woman who needed living waters. The woman never gave Jesus a drink of water, but Jesus gave her what she needed. It was more important for her now to share her new faith. Her words, "A man who told me everything I ever did," were bound to stir interest. Maybe in the village, some who heard her had been partners in her past life. And maybe they wondered, could this one also know about us? Could this be the Christ? She asked him. Just as Jesus had captured her attention by curiosity, so he raises the people's curiosity. The people decided to investigate this matter. How many today have received and met Jesus? Oftentimes, as pastors and preachers, we extend the invitation, but we truly don't understand the whole methodology, the whole process of being saved. But if you confess your sins and accept Jesus as Lord, he will bless you according to his divine purpose for your life, and he will bless you according to his riches and glory. Jesus' desire to meet us this morning at the well so that he can offer us living waters. And all we have to do is demonstrate our faith in him. And when we demonstrate our faith, we then get salvation. The doors of the church are open. Not only is Jesus talking to a people, he is speaking to a nation. A nation who said, "In God we trust." And God is saying, "Do you really trust me to be who I am in your life? Do you trust me when there's difficulties and misunderstanding and misconceptions?"
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
All righty then, let's celebrate birthdays on this Friday, June the 5th. We're going to begin with Mr. Jacoby Riley. Happy birthday from your mom, Tanya Riley, and your whole family. Also celebrating a birthday today would be Shelly Johnson, Kelly Bowie, Miss Linda Mathis, Katrina Dukanji, Shavana Diane, and Damian Ross. And everyone else around the globe who celebrates a birthday today, may you live long and prosper. And if you happen to run across any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and yeah, maybe some cash to let them know that they are loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. All right, Bible quiz time. What did Jephthah promise to sacrifice to God if